Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Lee, I'm so glad we're finally at least moving in a direction to do something about these homeless camps.
Yes.
Because I feel like this is an actual part of my life, living with the homeless camp. But because we have one nearby here, so I have to strategize how I get in and out of this building. And this idea of, you know, hey, homeless are just really nice people. They're just kind of downtrodden. And we just, you know, if we just help them a little, they'll be great. I'm here to tell you that ain't how they are. Some of them are, I'm sure, nice people who are down on their luck, but we have really aggressive, intimidating people who trespass.
Yeah.
And I am a woman, I am not large, and I deal with them regularly, and I want them gone. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I have a whole protocol for getting in and out of this building safely.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're active at night for some reason, and so am I. That's when I come and go. They are incredibly aggressive. They see me pull up. And they think they're going to intimidate me into I don't even know what. You could tell some of them are actively mentally ill as well as bad people. And I mean that, you know, you could feel the cast of evil rolling off of somebody. They know they're intimidating. And it's not all of them, but I've had some hair-raising experiences with the folks who just come out of the homeless camp near here. Mm-hmm. I have to patrol the building. I have to check every corner, every angle, every bush to plot my way then into the building. And I had a really terrifying experience a few weeks ago. I told my husband, oh my, thank God. All right. So I normally will do it. I'll plot the whole thing out so I can't get intimidated. You know, in other words, they'll basically walk up to you briskly. You're trying to get in the building as fast as you can. They know that they're going fast too. And a lot of times what they want is just money and they want to intimidate you into giving it to them. Yeah. They want you to be afraid. It's not that they threaten you, but they're just menacing in the way that they do it. So I'm really good at checking everything. I really am situationally aware. That's how I have gotten through this long without being hit over the head. And I have to tell you, about 6 weeks ago, I missed one of them. And I told my husband, it gave me chills. I literally gave me chills. I've always checked the bushes in certain areas around this building where they tend to come out of. They'll just come out of the woods, right? But I didn't think to check, you know, those trees we have, I forget, the crepe myrtles.
Yeah,
because there's not a lot of cover and it's right there near the park. I never thought to check those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, they're just open. I wouldn't think you could hide there. I missed him.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for me. They know I come and go. And he was, it's not all of them, but it's a certain few who are active at that time of night. They know I come and go. He was waiting for me, the crepe myrtles. I just made it through the door. I don't know what he was saying, but he starts talking to me and I turn around, I'm like, oh my God. I was so mad at myself. I was mad at myself for days. I missed him. He was standing right there. And again, when you're dealing with people like this, I'm just gonna be realistic. I talk plainly. Some of them are evil. Mm-hmm. They got long, long, long criminal records. They are unemployable because they're not good people and they have substance abuse problems. Others are mentally ill. And you can tell that I hate that for them. It sucks. I wish the ACLU had never sued to keep them from being forcibly incarcerated into the mental health treatment centers where they need that 30-day hold so badly. Mm-hmm. We used to be able to say, hey, you're identifiably mentally ill. The police could pick you up, take you to the center. Yeah. They will strap you down and they will make you take your meds for 30 days so that they can get you past the paranoid schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. And then they can reason with you and begin to talk about things like, hey, you know, let's go through some counseling and let's get a job. If you can't strap somebody down and force those meds into them for 30 days like we used to be able to, you can't treat them. Yeah. And what makes them so dangerous, Lee, is that many of them are mentally ill. Mm-hmm. And they have a level of paranoia that they may just see you as a way to get some money for their next drink or free meal, or they may think you're with the CIA and you've been stalking them in their tent. There's no... This idea that we could peacefully coexist and just let the tent city build, no, we cannot. This is where you have to choose what kind of city you want to be. I live with this every day. I have a protocol in my life for getting in and out of this building. And I'm telling you, I'm armed with two kinds of weapons. Do not even mess with me. Do not. You have to be. Yeah. You have to be to coexist near a homeless camp.
I'm
in Greenville. And this is a good area.
Yeah.
Where it was. I have my, low mortality set of weapons and my high mortality set of weapons. I really hope to not have to use them.
Either one, yes.
That's just getting out of the building.
Yeah.
And so when I see the testimony, like last night, I'm like, no, that's not real. That's not real. Nope, that's not real either. Sorry. Not my experience. I'm sure there are good people who are mentally ill, who are downtrodden or have substance abuse inside these, you know, tent cities. But there's a lot of bad people in there with long criminal records. And to pretend otherwise is just delusional. It's how California got where it is.
Well, and there's so many resources that are available. And granted, there may not be enough, but there are so many resources and organizations that are trying to help these folks. And the problem is that you have many of them who absolutely positively refuse the help. They want to be where they are.
Yeah, it's a choice.
It is a choice.
It's a choice to intimidate people in a parking lot.
Yeah.
When you have help.
Yeah.
And when you, I know, you see me, I'm small, I'm 5'2", and they're like, there's a mark. There you go.
Well, small but potent.
Yeah.
Petite but potent, that's a better phrase.
I mean, Lee, and I even park strategically so that I can be seen coming and going by the most number of people. And we have had, for me, that's at night, but I mean, we've even had during the day problems in our parking lot. Yeah. You know where I park. Oh, yeah. I literally am 10 feet tops from my hand on that door to the door. That's how I live. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. That's not fair. We don't want a city like that. Texter writes, Terry, you really need to carry a handgun on your belt. You have a husband and kids. They need it. I've got it covered. I don't want to have to use it. I resent that I have to make sure all my arms are correctly oriented before I get out of the car.
Just to get through the door.
Just to get through the door. And I don't want to paint it like it's every day. I don't want to exaggerate the problem. Yeah. But what kind of scares me about it is it's about twice a month, maybe three times. And that's just enough.
Yeah.
For me to get too comfortable again in my surroundings and let my guard down. That's what I'd almost rather it was every few days to keep my guard up. This is how I live because of the homeless camp near here. It's not charming. It's not sweet. It's not a Hallmark movie where we help the guy get back on his feet. It ain't any of that.
Well, and I will say with law enforcement in the area, whenever we've had an issue and called on them, they're out here. That's been my experience.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That's the response has been quick and, you know, just.
You know, maybe I should call them, but I got to tell you, like, I use that 2 hours as the most important 2 hours of my day for the show because so much breaks between minutes. I don't have time to wait for the police and fill out another report. Right. I got to get in here and jam.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I mean, I open the building every day. That's who I am. Texter writes, Greenville is at the point of remaining awesome or going to crap. That is a perfect way to put it. And you know what results in going to crap? Woke. And you know what else? Here's the thing. If you're homeless, tolerance for that lifestyle does not help you.
No.
It does not help you. We need to take those options of, I'm just going to pitch a tent here and do crack. We need to take that option away from you. That is what a loving society does, is no, we've got standards. You're not doing that. Sorry. We're not going to provide space for you to do that. You can go to California if you want to do it.
You wouldn't let your child do that.
No.
So why would you want an adult to do that?
I just don't understand why we have to kid gloves this thing, and everybody's afraid, and they back off when people come screaming about, you know, let them out. You know, let them do what they want. No, they don't get to do what they want.
Well, and it's not a racial thing. You know, I don't care what the race or gender of some person who accosts you at, you know, in the dark 30 when we get here in the morning, you know, it doesn't make any difference. And it's not a racial or gender thing. It is simply the threat.
Texture rates, Tara, retailers near tent cities deal with it daily, plus other thieves.
Yeah.
There's crime. There is crime associated with this. To pretend otherwise is wrong. You know what drives me nuts? The big pretend of, well, they're just unhoused. They don't have enough money. Well, they don't have enough money because they don't work. They don't work because they have an alcohol or substance abuse problem. They choose to live this way.
Generally, that's right. True, yeah.
Or they're mentally ill. And you know what they need to do? They need to sign in and get treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is not good for them, and it's not good for anybody else.
But yet we have organizations and lawyers who will fight that every step of the way.
Yeah, because their nonprofit gets a lot of money.
Right.
Deal with this situation. Yeah. They want the money.
Yeah.
They want the money. Wow. I don't know if this is true, so I'm not going to read it. Okay, texture rates, all about leverage, yeah. Another texture rates, if you build it, they will come. Another texture rates, lock your car too. We used to work near the radio station. Guy that worked there with us had his truck stolen, found it a week later. Yeah, I'm very religious about locking my doors.
Yeah.
But I have a whole way I do it. I wait till I get safely inside, then I hit click to lock, because anyway, it's a long story.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, my system works pretty well. It's kept me, you know, safe for many years, but I missed that guy. I missed him a few months. It was probably about 3 months ago. I missed him. I didn't see him standing there.
Yeah.
He was standing in the place I didn't look, and I can't make that mistake. Why do I have to live this way?
It's like dealing with terrorism. You have got to be right every single time.
Yeah.
They only have to get it right once.
Exactly. And look, I don't know that that guy wasn't just going to aggressively panhandle me. Maybe that was his plan, but he was standing there in the dark. What the heck are you doing?
Yes, that's...
That's not... And by the way, trespassing, because it's not public.
This is private property.
Yeah.
Well, what generally passes for private property in this country.
Texter writes, a schizophrenic woman I was giving rides to recovery meetings in church lived in a nice transition house, but voluntarily left to live in a tent with her boyfriend, who was in the men's recovery program. She checked into a recovery home, and about 6 months later, chose to move onto the streets again within 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is sad. But you know, tolerance is not the answer here. It's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Folks, I love it. used to be Democrats would run a hoax like this, and the media would be on it for months, lying and lying and lying. And they would eventually admit they were lying. They always do. When it's too late, the damage is done. You remember how it went? Russia collusion, almost 2 years. So we didn't have the ability to counter them on social media with the truth. Normally a hoax like the Epstein hoax that the Democrats launched and released just yesterday would, again, go on for weeks, if not months, and the damage would be indescribable. They'd pummel Trump down into the high 30s again with fakeness and their lies. But we have X now, and it changes everything. If you take one thing away from the show, I want it to be that. This hoax didn't last 3 months. Didn't last 2.5 years like Russia collusion. It lasted 12 hours. It was beautiful to watch. I saw Epstein start trending on the side of X, so I clicked on it. X is, of course, the number one news app in this country and almost every country on earth. That's good. By the time I, that was last night before I went to bed. By the time I came in this morning, the main trending word was hoax. Why? Because regular people in their pajamas could counter the Democrats' lies. They couldn't even keep it going 24 hours without a hoax. They have nothing. They've got nothing. Listen to what they did. They tried to make it sound like Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were going back and forth in an email in 2011 saying, oh, you know, basically Trump is, you know, the one guy who hasn't talked yet. And, you know, in other words, he's like our, you know, a pedophile and blah, blah, blah. And what they did, it was actually pretty smart what they did and totally evil. They had 20,000 documents they got from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They released just 3 emails, which goes to show you how not a pedophile Trump is. Here's the email line that they're hinging this on. All your liberal friends are very excited today. I had liberals texting me yesterday that I know it's a long story. We got him. Oh, no. What is this? You got nothing. Here's the line in the email. This is from Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's pimp, and Epstein. I want you to realize that that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And then there's a victim's name, but it's blacked out. Victim's name spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned, police chief, etc. Oh, Trump was spending hours with an Epstein victim. We got him. Listen to how crooked this is. Who's the victim? Well, we had to redact her name, the Democrats said. We have to protect her. No, that's not why they redacted her name. They don't need to protect her. She's dead. Her name is Virginia Guffrey. She's testified again and again and again under oath over the course of a decade that Trump was never seen with Epstein by her, that Trump never slept with the girls, that Trump never had contact with the girls, and that Trump was not a part of Epstein's network. In her final word on this, which is in her biography, was just published posthumously, she was clear. Trump was not involved. That's why they had to redact her name. This is not a gotcha. About those hours, though, that Trump spent with her, she was asked about them. She said that Trump never so much as flirted with her, that she met him through Epstein. No, she met him through her father at Mar-a-Lago. And she even said that despite Epstein claiming that Trump was one of his good friends, she never saw the two of them in the same room. So what about the communication between Virginia Guffrey, who is legitimately a victim? She was paid a multi-million dollar settlement by Prince Andrew. She was prostituted to multiple men, including a high-ranking, she said, Israeli politician that we know of. Well, what was her interaction with Trump about? Well, in her memoir, Nobody's Girl, which was published April 2025, she said Trump helped her make extra money as a babysitter for families who rented out homes at the Mar-a-Lago estate, adding, quote, Trump couldn't have been friendlier, telling me it was fantastic that I was there. She said he never flirted with her, was never inappropriate, was never seen with any of the girls, was never seen with Epstein. How did Democrats fix that for their lie? I just redact her name and then pretend they're protecting her. Again, she's dead. she didn't kill herself. But we're told she killed herself. I say that because she put out a whole video, tweet, all this kind of stuff. If I end up dead, I've communicated to my GP, to all of my, my general practitioner, everybody around me, I will not kill myself. She killed herself. Or did not kill herself, like Epstein, whatever. Anyway, that's where we are today. But you want to know what actually the Democrats did? You want to know the real deal? What actually is true? Not the hoax. Their new fake victim with their new fake proof. You know who's real? Nicholas Tartaglione is real. He is a disgraced former cop turned convicted murderer. He was also Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate. He filed under penalty of perjury this story that Maureen Comey, James Comey's daughter, who was working as a federal prosecutor, offered him a deal. She'd drop the charges against him and let him walk free if he made up a story about Trump being one of the pimps. But it had to be a story vague enough that Trump couldn't prove it was untrue, that he couldn't refute it. And if he would lie and do that, she would let him go free. She said the FBI were her people, not Trump's, even though Trump was in office then. Tartaglione said Epstein confided in him about the offer from prosecutors to lie about Trump and tar him with Epstein's crimes. But Epstein ultimately didn't do it. Now, you want a scandal to talk about today with Epstein? Democrats, Comey, daughter? Talk about that. That'll do. Folks, this is absolutely outrageous. Biden-appointed judge just ordered the release of all 3,000 illegal immigrants picked up in the Chicago area in Operation Midway Blitz. Now, the good news is that 1,100 of them are beyond the reach of this lunatic, appointed by Biden, of course. Yeah, they've already returned to their home countries, although I have no doubt the Democrats have plans for them to petition to come back. Including, by the way, a dozen who were on terror watch lists. Just walking around Chicago, a little terrorist here, a little terrorist there. Let them go. Look, they'd be great Democrat voters. They may kill some people along the way, but who needs those people anyway? It's a Democrat philosophy. No, really, I'm not being sarcastic. It's literally the Democrat philosophy. So there's about 600 of them presently in ICE, custody. He just ordered them released. The Trump administration tried to argue, hey, listen, we're going to appeal this and let's just hold on to them. Because get this, 70% have criminal records, including several dozen either wanted for homicide in their home countries, convicted of homicide in their home countries, or with a homicide-related charge in this one. They ain't no big deal. Like, they're just convicted killers. Anyway, everyone loves them. Everyone loves them. Or they're wanted for murder in their own country, i.e. they don't have criminal charges here, so he wants them let go so they can rack up some criminal charges here on their way, of course, to eventually voting Democrat. And, maybe doing a little assassination, a little hit job for the cartel on the way, like the guy who opened fire this weekend. By the way, they got him. That was a manhunt for him. He opened fire on ICE agents who were just going about their business. Yeah, you know who he is? Great guy. Wanted in El Salvador for murder. Extortion and drug and gun running. So it's fantastic. He's going to make a great Democrat, very violent. He's there in Chicago. Wondering if he was one of the ones they want to let go. But listen to what this judge did, okay? He has created law from the bench saying that unless you have current criminal charges against you in America, not in Costa Rica, not in El Salvador, in America. All these people are wanted by Interpol. They're known internationally. They're gang members. Unless you have charges in America, ICE can't hold you. They can arrest you, but then they have to let you go. That's what he's saying. Well, what does federal law say? Well, federal law is very clear.
The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
Huh. Well, where is this lunatic Biden judge coming from then? Well, there's a 2022 lawsuit by left-wing lunatics. This is one of these deals where the Biden administration gets the left to sue them and order them to do things they want to do anyway, which is turn dangerous people loose in America who are illegal immigrants. And then they just agree to a consent order. Oh, yes, we would love to release everyone into the country and ignore federal law. Cool. We all agree. So this judge is now asserting that ICE cannot arrest anyone unless there is an arrest warrant out for them or an arrest warrant for an immigration violation, according to this 22 consent decree that the Biden administration signed, but that the Trump administration has rejected. What's really scary about this is these gangsters we've picked up in Chicago that this judge wants released are the real deal, and he wants them out again during a time when these cartels are trying to kill the Border Patrol agents who risk their lives to pick these people up. Folks, pedophiles, rapists, in their countries, they come here. Judge don't care. God help us if the Democrats ever got the presidency, the House, and the Senate again. Just God help us. These people, they're a cancer. I don't know how we live with them. I don't know. This is not the party of even 5 years ago. This is an irrational lunatic party. All right, folks, while we're at it, irrational lunatic and all of that, have you seen what these professors are doing? This was unthinkable. This is why things like this didn't happen. It was socially unthinkable. There is a group of professors who are on the cusp of making it possible, I kid you not, Ivy League professors, for ISIS and Al-Qaeda to come to America to openly recruit and build organizations. It's their right. Yeah. Next. Folks, there are things in our society that have not happened because they are so outrageous, no one would want their name attached to them. But now that everything is outrageous and woke, it becomes okay. Excuse me, cough button. Sorry about that. There's a group of Ivy League professors that have formed their own legal group, and they are fighting step by step for the right of what they think of are their friends, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, you know, designated terror groups, to come here, spread their very important message, and recruit. Folks, I told you. This is why Rubio and Trump are focusing so much on these colleges, because the way they've been issuing visas, this is now a back door into the country for terrorists. And this group of professors wants to recruit them, to allow them to come here, spew their jihadi bile and hatred, and yes, even recruit for their terror groups. Did you ever think you would see such a thing? Folks, and ultimately, I've been saying this, you're watching the left and Hamas for now walk in the streets. You see the pride flags and the kafias together. And when they get the upper hand, eventually they'll be throwing the people with the pride flags off of buildings, but they're not there yet. The left thinks they can use these jihadis for muscle, for violent muscle. They do, I'm telling you. That's why they're doing this. There's something called the American Association of University Professors. They're evil. And they won their first lawsuit to allow non-citizens who are lawfully present here in the U.S. to have the same free speech rights as the rest. What does that mean? Well, if they say pro-terror things, Donald Trump can't revoke their visa. How exciting. Well, in the first step, they can just say things. I can say whatever, and Trump can't revoke their visa. They're back for the second phase of their lawsuit, where they present a list of pro-Hamas statements, you know, the rapist and, you know, they baby killers, like how they choked that little toddler to death, probably in front of his mom, and sent his little broken body back to Israel. They're great, folks. You're going to really love them. You just got to try to understand them. I mean, look, a little rape, a little toddler murder. I think it's great. We could learn from it. Now the professors are demanding that these lunatic jihadis they're bringing to campus on these visas be able to express, you ready for it? Support for terrorism or terrorist or designated foreign terrorist organizations such as Hamas, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. That's according to the Harvard Crimson. See how this works? First, they win the first lawsuit against Trump. That was in September. Well, they could say, you know, they can have free speech rights. Just because they're here on a visa doesn't mean Rubio and Trump can revoke it. They win that. And then they go to, well, we want them to be able to advocate for their terror groups. A little bit of rape, a little bit of child murder, burn families alive. I mean, like, we should consider these as options. Right? Debate. Free speech. Think about that for a minute. They want them to be able to come here, this is a quote, to express and to be able to express on a visa support for terrorism, support or sympathy for terrorism or for a designated foreign terrorist organization such as Hamas. Why? Because they want to recruit among Democrats. And Democrats think this is the street muscle they're going to be able to use. I'm telling you, they do. Just like their backdoor using the cartels right now as an instrument of terror to conquer territory in Chicago. They think they're going to rule with the cartels. What's going to happen is that they're weak. The cartel's going to roll over them. This is the merger I keep telling you about. This is why we have to revoke their visas the minute that they say blessed jihad. Bam, out the door. If you say it before you get here on social media, you don't ever get here. In fact, I think we should just ban visas entirely from these countries. We don't need them. We don't need them. I mean, we already got the Chinese trying to kill us with bioweapons. What do we need these people for? There's plenty of people trying to kill us. We got plenty of people trying to kill us. We can experience diversity that way. Why hasn't this ever happened before? Why haven't there been lawsuits like this before? No one dared. No one wanted to be the pro-terror professor who's, and by the way, you know what the next lawsuit is? You know what it is, right? I do. Yeah. So lawsuit number one, Rubio and Trump have to let them have the same free speech that we have. They can't revoke their visas. Number two, they can advocate for support for a terror group. What's number three? They can come here despite membership in a terror group on a student visa. That's number three. They're working their way up to number three, but they're only on number two right now. Do you ever think you'd see this, folks? Publicly, out in the open? And boy, are these people stupid. Or just homicidal. I'm not really sure which. What do you think? Text me. Stupid? Homicidal? 800-905-0989. By the way, I'm not talking about the jihadis. We know they're homicidal. No, I'm talking about the professors. By the way, if you send your kid to an Ivy League school, this is who's teaching them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.